I wish I could describe a water spout, which is, I think, one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen. If you're standing beside the lake, or fairly near it, you see a great, absolutely black and most sinister looking cloud, very heavy looking, over the lake, and then this gradually forms itself into a funnel down towards the lake, and as the funnel approaches the water rises up in a funnel and meets it halfway. It is really the most fantastic thing I've ever seen in my life. I think I only saw three, and I don't want to see another one. They really scared me stiff. I expect you've all heard of the terrible soldier ants, the Ansanafu, as they're called in Uganda. These really are very, very frightful. On one occasion, we were looking for young birds in the forest, and I fell into a sort of depression that I thought was just old dead leaves, and I laughed a bit, and I discovered I'd fallen into a nest of Ansanafu, and screamed and screamed, and father came and hiked me out, and of course I had to strip in the forest, and he picked out these frightful ants. And I've sometimes wondered what would happen if some joker let loose, brought a tin of them over, and let them loose in Piccadilly Circus or such like. I bet every person would be absolutely starco within a few moments. It would be quite fun, I think. But yes, I hope nobody will really think of it. It would be quite a thing for these hooligans and rather violent people that are going around now. But one of the worst they could think of. Our boys were very, very impressed with the linen I had taken out, which included the drying up cloths, which in those days one had ones with the word linen on them, or some were labelled glass and some were labelled knives and this, that and the other, and this was considered very, very dandy, of course. But the trouble was they were so impressed that one would see them going out in the afternoon with a turban made out of linen or glass, or used as a cummerbund on their very sweaty and rather stinking bodies, and then it would no doubt be used for drying up again in the evening if you weren't extraordinarily careful.